Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to stoicism and surviving this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells? Like one tiny comment or situation can send you spiraling into a whirlwind of emotions. Yeah, me too. We all have those emotional triggers, the things that set us off faster than a popcorn kernel in a microwave. But what if I told you there was a way to not only recognize these triggers, but actually navigate them with grace and composure? That's exactly what we're diving into today, turning those pressure cooker moments into opportunities for growth and resilience. So how do we do this? How do we become masters of our own emotional landscape instead of letting it control us? Here are a few key takeaways that can really make a difference. First off, awareness is your superpower. You can't control what sets you off if you don't even know what it is. Take some time to reflect what situations or words consistently throw you for a loop. Is it criticism? Unexpected change? Feeling ignored? Write them down, journal about them, get curious about your emotional patterns. This isn't about labeling yourself as sensitive or overreacting, it's about understanding your unique wiring. Next up, practice that mental pause button. I know, easier said than done, right? But in those high-pressure moments, try taking a deep breath before reacting impulsively. Think of it like hitting the pause button on a video game. You need to assess the situation, strategize your next move, and avoid making any rash decisions. This little pause can make all the difference in preventing a fiery emotional explosion. Now, let's talk about reframing your thoughts. You know that saying, perception is reality? Well, it holds true here. Sometimes, our initial reactions are based on distorted thinking, catastrophizing, assuming the worst, jumping to conclusions. Try challenging those negative thoughts with logic and reason. Ask yourself, is this really as bad as I'm making it out to be? What's the most likely outcome here? Often, a simple shift in perspective can completely change your emotional response. Another powerful tool is focusing on what you can control. You can't control other people's actions or words, but you can control your own reactions and choices. Instead of getting caught up in the drama, focus on how you want to respond. Choose calmness over chaos, understanding over anger, and empathy over judgment. This isn't about being passive or ignoring problems, it's about responding with intention and purpose, even when things get tough. And finally, remember that you're not alone. We all have our emotional triggers, our moments of vulnerability. Don't be afraid to seek support from friends, family, a therapist, or even online communities. Talking things through, sharing your experiences, and learning from others can make a world of difference in building emotional resilience. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, knee-deep in a stressful project with a looming deadline. Your coworker makes a careless mistake that throws everything off schedule. Instantly, frustration boils up inside you, maybe even anger or resentment. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, and that familiar urge to lash out. But then, you remember our conversation today. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your emotions without judgment, and reframe the situation. Instead of blaming your coworker, you focus on finding solutions. How can you adjust the timeline, delegate tasks, or communicate effectively? You choose calmness over chaos, collaboration over confrontation, and ultimately, you navigate the situation with grace and composure. That's the power of emotional intelligence, turning those pressure cooker moments into opportunities for growth and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Get curious about your triggers, practice that mental pause button, challenge negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, and never hesitate to seek support. You've got this. Take action today. Start journaling about those emotional triggers, practice a few deep breaths when you feel tension rising, and commit to responding with intention instead of reacting impulsively. Share your experiences, insights, and struggles in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and resilience together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep your chin up, your head held high, and remember, even amidst the chaos, there is always strength within you to navigate it with grace and fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.